Hi everyone, welcome to the third episode of Production Night. My name is Patrick Doyle and I'm a staff writer with the Daily Aztec.
Hi, my name is Ashley Na and I'm also a staff writer with the Daily Aztec. Today we have an interesting slate of stories to cover.
That's right, we'll be discussing some of the biggest stories we've covered this week, including SDSU announcing its expanded vaccine rollout, California's new Secretary of State making history, as well as a few other important news events. So let's first discuss the recent announcement by the university that it will soon be administering vaccines to student employees, faculty, and staff of all ages once the County of San Diego moves into the next phase of Tier B, which they expect to be very soon. This news has been highly anticipated and is a major step in beginning to vaccinate the entire population of SDSU. The university will be sending out emails to all eligible individuals with instructions on how to book a vaccination appointment. So if you think you'd fall under the category of an on-campus student employee or faculty, keep an eye on your official SDSU email for updates.
Next, let's talk about Dr. Shirley Weber, who was recently sworn into office as California's Secretary of State after being nominated by Governor Gavin Newsom on December 22, 2020. Our reporter Jane Udig was able to speak with her about her own experiences, which got her to this point, and you can read all about it in our article on the Daily Aztec's website. Weber is now California's first Black Secretary of State, which marks an important turning point in California's history, as it has taken the state 170 years to appoint an African American to this position. She also served as an assembly member representing California's 79th Assembly District in 2012, and never lost an election. Previously, she was the longest-serving member on the Assembly Committee on Elections in Sacramento.
Weber helped shape many of the election measures that were implemented during the 2020 election, such as allowing parolees to vote, creating voting centers, and expanding mail-in voting. All of this helped contribute to California's highest voter turnout since 1952, with 17.8 million ballots being cast. Weber says she plans on running to keep her seat when her appointed term ends in 2022. Next, we have an important update for transfer students. Our news writer Sarah Rott covered the story that Governor Gavin Newsom recently proposed a state budget which advocates for a new standalone dual admission program. The program is designed to facilitate a smoother transfer process from California's community college to public universities. The goal is to improve community college transfer rates and give more students an opportunity to attend a public university. Under this proposed measure, if a first-time community college student obtains their associate's degree for transfer in 2 years, they would be guaranteed a spot at a California State University or University of California campus.
There are many logistics that first need to be worked out, but make sure to stay tuned to the Daily Aztec for any future updates and check out Sarah's article for even more details.
Moving on, let's discuss SDSU President Adela De La Torre's triennial review. The Daily Aztec's assistant news editor, Caitlin Robinson, covered this story.
According to an open letter sent by CSU Chancellor Joseph Castro to the SDSU community, quote, the CSU Board of Trustees has a policy requiring its presidents to be reviewed every 3 years, end quote. This year, it is Dr. Adela De La Torre's turn. San Diego State University students, faculty, and staff members have an opportunity to submit their comments in the letter form to the California State University Chancellor about Dr. Adela De La Torre's performance. The letter said that this review, quote, is intended to provide feedback to the Board of Trustees and the Chancellor about the leadership of President De La Torre and the current state of affairs at San Diego State. It should also provide information that will further the university's progress and assist President De La Torre in the leadership of San Diego State, end quote. SDSU community members who wish to send a letter can submit it via email to presidentreview@calstate.edu by March 22nd.
Our final story was written by staff writer Jane Udig and covers SDSU's condemnation of violence and discrimination against members of the Asian Pacific Islander Desi American communities. Dr. J. Luke Wood stated in a campus-wide email that, quote, SDSU stands in solidarity with APIDA communities in condemning any and all acts of hate, intolerance, and discrimination, unquote. The statement comes after a documented rise in xenophobia against members of Asian American communities, including a February 8th attack against an elderly San Diego woman who was riding a trolley. Any member of the SDSU community who witnesses or experiences race-motivated discrimination is encouraged to report the incident to InclusiveSDSU at sacd.sdsu.edu.
Those were some of the most important stories we had this week. For even more breaking and extensive coverage from the Daily Aztec, be sure to check out our website at thedailyaztec.com.
Thank you all so much for listening. We at the Daily Aztec put a lot of work into covering these stories and are incredibly appreciative of your support of student journalism. We'll be back next week with another episode of Production Night.